You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont. Call us on 021-569-6800 to book a test drive and we'll come to you. Are you on the lookout for a budget-friendly sport utility vehicle that exceeds your expectations? Look no further than Mahindra Claremont. Our vehicles will pleasantly surprise you, but to truly believe it, you need to experience them firsthand. Give us a call at 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to schedule a test drive, and we'll bring the experience to you. And here's an exclusive deal for Zone Radio listeners. Secure the Mahindra XUV 700 AX5 for just 419,999 Rand, saving you a remarkable 60,000 Rand. And we'll include a free safety film worth 3,500 Rand. Don't let this incredible offer pass you by. Mahindra Claremont will redefine your expectations in affordable SUVs.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donaghy from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James, and welcome back.
Yeah, morning to you and everybody else out there. The wife's down at the airport dropping the daughter off to go to Europe for some hockey.
That's
so
right.
Good luck to all of them. They go. Hope she's, it's her first overseas trip, so she's been a bit
nervous. So it's safe travels for her, and they're going to make South Africa proud, are they
well,
not?
I'm sure they will. Okay, so we'll carry on from 2 weeks ago. Annie sent us that, remember, that about
the EV
vehicles in the UK, and, well, not just in the UK, but how they manufactured
and thanks to thank you, Annie.
So, yeah, I didn't see this before. I just never printed it out, but she sent it to us because I'm sure she listens to it and gets all the info as well.
Yes, she does.
So, electric vehicle battery. Let's see what it takes. 12 tons of rock for lithium, 5 tons of cobalt minerals, 3 tons of mineral for nickel, 12 tons of copper ore, to move 250 tons of soil to obtain 12 kilograms of lithium, 13 kilograms of nickel, 22 kilograms of manganese, 7 kilos of cobalt, 100 kilograms of rams, and 200 kilograms of aluminium plus steel plus plastic. This is what it takes to mine to make one vehicle. And a Caterpillar 994, that's a big that's the big graders and whatever they use in Australia, because that's where mostly the lithium is produced, uses 1,000 liters of diesel in a 12-hour shift. But it's all the other stuff that goes with it. So they say pushing this electric vehicles for the environment and things like that. Not only that, your vehicle is a lot heavier, so your tires are going to wear out a lot more, brakes are going to wear out a lot more, and the biggest consumer thing, and I'll talk about that now, is the road conditions. That's the problem. It's going to destroy the roads. Our roads are bad enough with just normal vehicles.
Yes. And it's worse in Joburg. Ours is bad, but Joburg.
Yeah. And we can see the difference of all the with all the industrial, all the building that's taking place with all the trucks coming up and down Oakops are back. You can see the road deteriorating, and some of it also through Fishhook and whatever. Even though they've redone it, not too bad. You'll see the road degrades because of the heavy vehicles and things like that.
And they've recently resurfaced these roads.
Oakops are back, unfortunately, it's taking a bit of a pounding and things like that. And I see in the UK as well, they're blaming the EV vehicles for destroying the roads there. So far, it's been it's going to cost them about £16 billion to repair some of the road damage from the heavy EV vehicles that they got there. And their compensation for the claims for potholes, damage to the vehicles in general, has actually skyrocketed. So they're going to start having to look at that as well. So, yeah, it's quite a bad thing at the moment. Not only that, Europe wanted, I think I mentioned this about 2 years ago, about they wanted 50% of the vehicles by 2025 to be electric.
Yes.
That has failed dismally. It's only 11% at the moment. So they've pushed that back to 2030.
Okay.
But a lot of people are actually getting rid of their electric vehicles because the resale value is not that great. So I think that I was watching something and a woman was saying they're getting 40% of what the vehicle's actually worth. So if you're buying a car for X amount, you're only getting a little bit back. So people are saying, but why? We're trading this vehicle in. But the problem lies after 5 years, and this is what people forget. You trade your vehicle in, it's done 150,000 Ks, for instance.
Yes.
You know,
if you've got a Toyota Hilux, you're going to get a great value for money for that thing. Even if you've done high mileage, 200,000, 300,000 Ks, the guys will after that.
Yeah.
With the electric vehicle, the biggest problem is the battery. To replace the battery. The battery wears out. We know car batteries wear out. You recharging this vehicle X amount of time, X amount of time, the battery's going to go. The Tesla, I think I mentioned this before, it's between $15,000 and $20,000 to replace the battery. Hyundai and Kia. Hyundai and Kia, and the guys have cringed at this. Between $40,000 and $50,000 to replace the battery.
The battery.
And there's a lot of people are complaining about that. So that's not, I don't know what the price of the battery, I think the battery a couple of years ago for a, I'm standing to be mistaken, on a Toyota Prius, was also something like 50,000, 60,000 rand.
Sure. We have a question for you, but not about electric vehicles.
No, let's go for it.
Good morning, Rob. How's it? How's it? Rob says he replaced his diesel injectors in his Vito and had the turbocharger overhauled at 240,000 kilometers. It is now overfueling and smoking again. Is there any other setting he needs to do for the new injectors?
The guys must go through and do and check it. There's a lot of systems that they've got to go through and check that there's... it can be the air mass meter that also, remember there is a control unit that measures the amount of air coming in, so that will also adjust the injectors. But normally if it's overfueling, it can be a bad injector. It can definitely go, and I would go and have a check
again.
And it's smoking
well.
Again, I would take it back and give it to them. You know, there's got to be some type of guarantee the guys give it to you. You're spending absolute, I think Robbie's, we've spoken before about his on this Vito. They're astronomically expensive to fix these injectors. They're very, very expensive. And there must be some type of guarantee for the guys to double-check it again.
Yeah.
And they have equipment to do it, so take it back.
Right.
I would take it back and see and just check. But if there's no engine management light, they've got to check the sensors as well. It can be a faulty sensor that can cause it as well. The fuel pressure rail sensor as well, that can be faulty. That can cause it as well. Overfueling is not releasing enough pressure back into the tank.
All right, so you got that, Rob. And also,
hope it helps.
Yeah, well, and also, if you know, if you come stuck, you can always contact James and he will guide you and help
you. I'll try and help you the best I can. I'm a diesel fanatic. Yeah. Well, I'm not a diesel fundy, but
he
I will get
he replaced his diesel, remember? He's replaced it. Okay. Well, now we've got another one before we carry on with our EVs. Hello, Ursula. Ursula is saying, now how is the high battery compensation for electric vehicles less after sales service and or better for the environment? She's asking for a friend.
It's actually not. It's actually, I've got something here about the environment. It actually doesn't help the environment. I mean, we just went through on how much it cost to move all this minerals to get one electric vehicle. You're talking one electric vehicle. You're not talking X amount. So the amount they're taking out and to get to the mining is great. The mining companies are the ones that are smiling, you know. And at the end of the day, you've got this EV. Everybody's jumped on this EV bandwagon. Like I said, we are 5 years behind because everything's electric. My daughter's godfather's got two Teslas in Canada. He says it's brilliant. He says, but when the cold weather comes. And this is another thing. The battery doesn't last as long. It doesn't accept a full charge. It runs down a lot quicker, so you've got to be careful.
Yes.
We don't have the EV stations like they do, but I see a lot of them have been built. Even in the UK, the one guy was going through this big shopping center. They had about 50 charging points. There was not one car. There was not one car. So people are backing off from this, and this is the problem is – people have been told by these environmentalists that things are always great with the EV cars, but your brakes, your tires. I mean, you've seen Formula One. You see how much rubber gets left behind. Now, you can imagine this: your normal Tesla, whatever, 3 tons or whatever, your normal car weighs 1,500. You don't use that amount of tires, and you don't use that amount of brakes. You've got a manual car. You use your gearbox to slow you down. Teslas, all the things of electric. So. They do have a tendency, they've got a special thing that will help braking, but what does it wear out? It wears out your tires quicker. So that you got to remember.
So it's not just the battery.
It's not just the batteries. The minuscule types of the small pieces of rubber that are left behind, and this is the biggest thing I think the oceans are complaining about, is the amount of rubber and plastic that's in the ocean. That's where all the problems go. So you can imagine, so there's a lot of turmoil about this. It's great for a small... town or something where you had all this pollution years ago, brilliant, don't get me wrong, but long term I think we're jumping the bandwagon, yeah.
So Ursula says, thank you so much for being honest. There we go. This is an honest radio station, Ursula.
You know, I'm not going
to... thank you for that, too.
Unfortunately, people have been conned. And I think it was Rowan Atkinson also told the people, you've been conned. And he was conned as well. But he turned around and he realized how much environmental damage these cars are going to be doing in the long run. I was just speaking to Richard and telling them as well. I mean, I was just saying, Nissan and Toyota have actually joined forces to do EV cars. But Honda the other day said, we're going to do hydrogen. We're going to go do the water car. So I still think that's a better way to go. Hydrogen will be a lot safer. Well,
cleaner, safer.
It'll be cleaner. I don't know about safer. I mean, because you've got to produce a lot of things. But yes. I think that'll be better for the environment than electric vehicles. Electric vehicles have their pros. But a lot of them are cons, and people are starting to see this. In America, the people aren't – they're trading their cars in, but like I said, they're getting 40% of the value where it's 5 years old. And this is the problem is, like I said, you can overhaul an engine for X amount.
Yes.
But you can only replace a battery for X amount. And there's very few people that do it. America do have other people that do or Europe have things. You've got to be specially trained on these electric vehicles. You cannot just work on it. This is a high-voltage, high-amperage unit that can kill you. If you go to an agent and you see a Mercedes-Benz or BMW or Audi e-tron or whatever, and they're working on it, they cordon off wherever it's being worked on because of the voltage that these cars do. Even your little mini little BMW that's R-Series 1, it's a small little car, it's a hybrid. If they're going to work on the system, they cordon it off. So my son used to tell you as well, he was going to do the 850s. 850s only got a little three-cylinder petrol motor. Looks fantastic. It's a beautiful-looking car, i8, but it's only got a three-cylinder motor with electric. But they cordon everything off, and you've got to go for special training to work on these vehicles. You can't just – I can't work on them. I would never touch them. It's too dangerous for me to do it. So you've got to have the training. You can't just, another thing is you can't just take it to anywhere when the vehicle's warranty is run out. So it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, and Ursula came back now and said it's like a voltage storage in a microwave can be deadly.
Oh, yes, a capacitor. So Robin M will tell you capacitors on TVs that can explode or whatever just by touching or just rubbing. Come closer, it'll shock you.
At our shopping center across the road, I've actually noticed more electric cars are parking there. Before, it was just the one that I kept seeing. Now, I see different vehicles kind of pulling into charge.
I'm glad it's being utilized. But don't get me wrong. I'm not running them down totally. But you've got to look at the long run. Are you keeping that vehicle for X amount of time? Don't expect too much when you transfer it.
And then you've also got to listen to people that have electric cars. And as you've just mentioned, a lot of them saying...
It's not worth it. Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's not worth it. A lot of people are saying it is worth it. So it's your honest opinion on how you feel about the car. I would like to hear from these people in 5 years' time or 3 years' time.
But like you say, too, short distance is fine. Brilliant. Long distance, kind of thing. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's brilliant if you had little electric vehicles running around a town and keeping the environment clean. Don't get me wrong. I will 100% on
that. James, soon we're going to be in the air. We can float.
Yeah, in other words, but I'll, it depends what you want to take. Yeah. I won't be here for that. I mean, we can fly on that type of thing. It's not a problem. I was going through, just reading through the news now, and this caught me by, I thought stupidity at its best. This is my opinion. This is unpersonal. Zone Radio doesn't always agree with me, but Tshwane and Eketweni, I think it is up in the north, they want to get 39 electric buses.
39
electric buses.
Why 39? Why not 40?
Because once, I don't know. It's going to cost somewhere the $4.7 million. Dollars. Then I don't know if they're getting sponsored this or kind of thing, whatever. Someone has conned somebody, and I'm telling you now, this is a con.
Is this going to happen?
This is going to happen in the next 18 to 24 months. Now, this is where the money comes into the story. People are, where are we going to get the power to charge these vehicles? That's another story. How much does it cost to charge these vehicles overnight? I think I did a story, I was telling you a couple of weeks ago, about a big truck company in America. They had, and the guy wanted to do 30 electric trucks for a thing. And the guy says, we cannot supply you enough power to charge these vehicles. So you have to cancel it. Where are they going to get this power? We get the power from the same place as everybody else.
Yes.
What is it going to do to the schedule of
load shedding or the power to people? Are they going to take the power away from the people to charge the buses? Who's going to run these buses? Like I say, maintenance.
Or do they sit in the bus and wait to be charged?
You know, the problem lies is, and not only that, you've got 39 buses. It doesn't matter where they are in the
and
country.
And how many stops do they make? I mean, 21 stops so if whatever, you're coming yeah. from and Joburg to off, Cape Town?
No, these will all be around town for normal buses.
Normal bus routes.
But even Cape Town as well. If you're going to do these buses, it's the stop-start that takes the power away from the battery. So yeah. you're going to have to charge. If we don't have the power capacity at the moment in this country because of our people that run the power utilities. 39 electric buses take a hell of a lot of power to charge. See, and you have to charge them overnight, so you've got a full charge. We're not in Canada, we're not in America, we're not in the UK, we're not anywhere else. We are in South Africa. And this is a reality we have to sit with. These guys should have their kicked. Because this is bad. I can understand they're getting to the point, but the problem is who's going to affect? It's going to affect all of us. Not just because they're up there north, it's going to affect us as well because they're going to be overloading the stations and we don't have the power to charge. These are massive electric vehicles that need a hell of a lot of power. I think it's a 1 kilowatt or whatever it is, whatever power, I don't know how it works. But I mean, America and the guy said, I need this amount of power from you to power these trucks. And he said, I can't supply that. The town doesn't use it. Well, the city doesn't use that amount of power at night. How do you expect me to think? So where are we going to get the power for this? Then you need the charging stations. This is 14.7, I think, probably just for the buses. Then you need the power station, the charging stations.
They've got to set them up.
Then you need the people to run these vehicles. You know, these technicians that need to run it have to be highly qualified. These are probably from Europe or wherever, or India. I don't know where it's coming from.
Are they going to fly them in now to do all the technical things on our buses?
That's the problem, you know, that people haven't...
They haven't thought this up.
No, I think they have. But
they have and they haven't.
They have, and it's at the end of the day, it's like everything. How much money can I make out of it?
Yeah.
If you go to a company, you go in to buy something. There's a salesman. The salesman will sell you something. But you've got to have someone at the background to say, no. You know, and this is the problem. These guys see, oh, no, it's great. We're going to be like the rest of the world. We're not like the rest of the world. Yeah. So please just think about it, because the running costs of running these buses, you've got to remember the brakes and the tires, the weight of the roads. That's the problem, is our roads, infrastructure.
And especially up there, the roads are terrible.
So you know, as you fix a road, you've got to reinforce these roads that have got to be carry these buses. Even if it's in two different cities, you cannot just do it. Even in Cape Town, we've got the MyCiti bus. I think it's brilliant, don't get me wrong, to do the electric buses and things like that. But do we have the charging stations for them? And do we have the technical know-how to upkeep these vehicles? Because your running costs on normal buses are huge. Your running cost on electric bus is going to be bigger because you need specific people to do these vehicles.
Yes, and it looks like they've already set this in motion, so they're already working on the buses.
14 to 18 months. 18 to 24 months. $4.7 million. That's a lot of money that we can't afford at this thing.
So it's going to happen up there.
Up there, yes.
Soon it's going to be down here.
Then we'll be. I know they had said something about down here. As far as I understand, MyCiti bus. And there's another point. Tesla took the American fire department and showed them how to put up a fire on electric vehicles. So they've all got a standard to work on. Do we have a standard to work on to show the fire department how to put a fire out on an electric vehicle?
This is scary.
A car. You know, these things can explode and they can cause huge damage. So there's a lot to go around this. You know, people haven't thought about this. You know, I don't believe. This is just my opinion, honestly.
No.
But, I mean, these buses shouldn't be allowed. I would put 3 or 4 out there at the beginning. See how it goes. And I put 5 out. Work out. See what you were able to draw out of the system that we can keep these 5 going. And see what the running costs are after a year.
Yes, instead of making 39 of them. Yeah, you know, 39.
Give me 39 buses and we've got no one to look after them. So get someone to
start
down there.
Start small.
And let's go for it and see what happens. Even in Cape Town, if it's MyCiti bus and want to do electric vehicles, do 1 or 2. Do on your longer runs. I would suggest do it on your longer runs because you can work better, how it runs out, what the tire cost is going to be, braking, charge time, how much power do we need to run these things? So there's a lot around you. It'd be brilliant if you had just a little bus running around you with electric and charge.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had a my city here?
Yeah,
because it's working wonders in Tableview area.
Do people use it? Yeah, the problem is we're too far from everything. Yeah. But unfortunately, we are. But reality is, we've got to sit with the reality. It is brilliant. I think it's a brilliant idea. It should be like the old bus things used to be. You climb the bus. You were 10 years old. You climbed on a bus with quite ease.
Yes.
Where are you going to? Oh, I'm going to town. Take your bus ticket, put it off you go.
Yes.
And the bus drivers used to look after you.
Yes, and the bus conductor.
Yes, the conductor says, where are your tickets, please? Yeah, your in the news. Yeah. Talking about just nuisance the other day, we were talking about just nuisance.
Yesterday.
It was quite interesting that I enjoyed that as well.
Did you know about just nuisance?
I knew about just nuisance, but I didn't know the history of how he
did it. I thought it was amazing that he got on the train and then he would bring all the sailors back, back to Simonstown.
Yeah.
Pull them out of pubs.
He was the guardian angel, you know, so that's it. This is what we need. We need someone to look into this. This is government money that's going to be spent, irrespective of where it's coming from. This is money that somebody's going to make. I think that should be looked at. That's my honest opinion.
I don't think you're alone with your opinion. I think there's many that sort of share your opinion.
Yeah, it's just a waste of money, I don't think it's right. So, but we'll change the thing to an even solid note. We've still got a couple of minutes left, yeah? Yes, the worst resale value on cars in South Africa. Unfortunately, Tata Indica, Grand Cherokee, Chevy Cruze, Ford Cougar, GWM Steed. Those are the worst cars that are losing their value for money quicker than anything else.
What is the reason for that, James?
I think people, costs as well, and reliability. I don't think it's reliability. I think it's the Tata was a very unrelated little car. It's not a bad little car, the Indica. I think a lot of people couldn't work on them. They just don't understand. It's quite a cramped little vehicle to work on the engine. They've got it designed differently to most other cars. The Jeep, I do see a lot of Jeeps for sale with problems and things like that that they can't afford to fix it. And that's the problem is affordability.
Affordability.
Do not buy a car you can't afford. Don't you? It's the running cost that gets you
parts,
down.
The parts.
The running cost, the service
the
parts.
Cost, yes.
So that you've got to look at that. So remember that. That is your biggest selling point. Don't just go and buy it because you like it. Number one, if you buy a Jeep, like if you're buying Jason, you like stopping at the fuel station quite often. but there's other cars as well. Your Chevy Cruze, I'm not sure why. I think it's availability of parts in the country. Ford Cougar, we know the Ford Cougar had a problem.
Yes.
With the fires.
They had a recall.
It's
Ford.
All been sorted now. The only problem is if you have a Ford little Cougar and it's got the 1 liter, 3-cylinder turbocharged petrol motor and it's got the wet timing belt, find out from your agent. Have it changed at 100,000. If you haven't, if they're not going to guarantee it, overseas there's been a big recall on this.
Is that the wet timing
belt? That's the wet timing belt on these little Fords.
What's the difference between wet and dry?
Well, the dry is outside. So it's got a plastic cover that covers it. Ford, in their infinite wisdom, but also Opel and thing have done as well, they've covered it and it runs in engine oil. The problem lies is the engine oil contaminates the belts. I think I mentioned this before.
Yes, you did.
But the oil pump is the biggest one. The oil pump... It gets, it's not sucking. There's got a little sieve inside there and there's oil pump. It's pumping. It's sucking oil in. And the problem is all these little pieces are being sucked into the little sieve, blocking off the oil pressure, and the engines are seizing because people aren't stopping when the oil light comes on. They think, I'm short of oil. When your oil light comes on, that is oil pressure, not because you're short of oil. So just remember there's a difference. When you start your car, when you turn your ignition on, you'll always see that little oil
can come on. Yes.
When you start the car, you'll see it'll maybe take anywhere from 2 or 3 seconds to 15 seconds before it comes out. It'll go out. That's oil pressure. That's telling you oil pressure. It's not telling you oil level. So on these Fords, what happens is that little red light will start to flash slowly. You'll see it'll come on occasionally because it's trying to struggle. It's trying to get this oil out. So it knows it's a problem. So the switches are telling you, there's a warning to tell you, if you see this happening, pull over as quick as possible, stop and get the car towed to somebody to do it. because these things are causing huge problems and causing a huge amount of damage.
And that could be the belt.
And that is definitely going to be the wet belt. It will, yeah. And it's not an easy job to do. I can tell you that. That's about a 10-hour job.
It's not a cam belt. Is it,
it a cam belt? It is a cam belt. It is a cam belt, but you've got a cam belt and you've got an oil pump drive belt.
Okay, that's
and this gets all contaminated. All disintegrates over a period of time. Ford said it was going to be 200-something-odd-thousand kilometers before you get changed. Then it came down to 200. Then it came down to 150. Now they're recommending close on 100,000 Ks. Get it done. It might not need it being done, but it's a safety.
For safety.
So it could end up, it's going to cost you a little bit. It's not the cheapest belt to do in the world because of labor. That's about a 10-hour job.
Because if it snaps, it will damage
well, you. It disintegrates. It damages the engine. So you could end up spending 60,000-70,000
on that engine.
And that's what's given these cars a bad name. And they're coming out with the new ones as well. So they have improved them. There's something they've changed. I know Ford overseas are doing reclaims on these. I don't know if it's doing it yet. That they should find out from the agent if this thing and find out from as a safety point of view. If you've got one of these cars, believe me, I would do it. It's not the easy, like I said, it's not the easiest job in the world, but yeah, it's a bit of a pain in the bum to do. Not the easiest.
Well,
the
safe than sorry.
And plenty of money.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was that. And then the most targeted cars are still the same. They haven't changed much. The Toyota Hilux, VW Polo, Ford Ranger, the Fortuna, the MP200, and the Toyota Etios. And they like stealing white and silver ones.
Don't they just, eh?
They prefer to steal, this is what apparently, according to the thing, they like stealing white and silver cars. I think the reason being is they're not as, if you've got a big black car, that's easier noticeable, or a red bucket, it's easier noticeable. I think they're sticking to the natural neutral colors, and
I'm so lucky they don't like silver goes.
doesn't go anywhere. But yeah, that's. I mean, I was even watching something on YouTube about the guys. They said they were just doing a test, and the guys in the UK followed a Range Rover, one of the newer Range Rovers, probably 23. They followed it into a parking lot. They parked behind the guy. But once the guy had left his vehicle, from the guy to get out of the car and start the Range Rover was 20 seconds.
20 seconds?
20 seconds. Yes. He took it out, put something in it, what they call the OBD port, just plugged it in, and he just pushes the button because it's a push start. Off he goes. And he showed you live on camera.
And the weirdest part, we take longer than 20 seconds to open our door.
Like I said, technology is changing all the time, so be careful what you do, where you're parking, especially the Ford Rangers and the thing. If you're going, it's holiday season coming up, so please make sure if you're going somewhere, be safe, make sure it's locked. Even if you take a steering wheel lock and put it, like old school, put a steering wheel lock on, make it extra unsafe for them. That's what I can tell you now.
So before we say goodbye, because we've got 1 minute, Ursh has come through again and said, off the topic a bit, she says, Jean, if you're signing up for an Elon Musk rocket, she says, and I do hope you can float.
Thank you. It's not too bad.
But
brought a little technology into the world.
I just think in time you're going to get those cars.
I think they designed it in the 50s and the 60s. You had an aeroplane car.
Yes, that's right.
So you had the aeroplane cars going. So, it was just to get everything going. I hope it was a little bit interesting today.
Very, very interesting, James. Thank you for coming in, sharing your knowledge and expertise. You want to give out your number, James, because I'm sure you're going to get calls.
081-070-4919. They can target. I'll help in the best I can, and we can go from there. Hope everybody has a good time. So good long weekend.
Yes, and Rob, give James a call.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Cheers. Bye.
Ciao.
The Motor Zone was proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont, redefining your motoring expectations.
Revolutionize your work with the Mahindra S4 single cab from Mahindra Claremont, your go-to affordable and reliable workhorse. Priced at just 243,043 rand, excluding VAT, it's a steal. Call 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to book a test drive, and we'll bring the vehicle to you for a week-long test. And here's an exclusive offer for Zone Radio listeners. Enjoy free company branding of up to 5,000 Rand. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Mahindra Claremont, where reliability meets affordability.